July 1941. Dear Sizels, I'm busy at the moment on the reworking of the old operetta warhorse, Rio Rita, which is being changed into a musical. The work is frightful, but it does offer the advantage of putting me into contact with the head of the music department, who remains otherwise unavailable. I've told him all about you, and since the film they have at least 7 composers and musicians working full-time, I'm sure that you've got a terrific chance to get a foot in the door. Assuming you get here soon enough, which means no later than the first week of August. Please talk to Truda about this, since she's the more level-headed of the two of you.
He then carries on in a further letter written later the same month.
For safety's sake, and as a precaution against not having enough English, I've mentioned Truda's perfect command of the language, and the possibility that in critical situations she can come onto the lot as an interpreter. In any case, Eric will have to learn like hell, especially the technical terms. They've already had experiences with others who didn't have a good enough command of the language, which ended in big blow-ups. As a result, they're a bit touchy about this matter. Surprise was noted at Eric not belonging to a union, but Finston thinks he can get something sorted out.
And in August, again he wrote,
"The contract will probably be sent to me, since I'm now seen as Zeisel's personal representative. Within 5 minutes of receipt, of course, it will be sent from the post office in Culver City straight to you. Eric still has time to learn English. He'll get on very well with Finston. Now that I've got to know him, I can tell you that he loves Weinberger and Hindemith, but hates atonal composers. And he has the right opinions about Korngold and Zadar.